Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Mark James on Sports Radio WEEI.
So, it's been a lot to manage, but we've come out, pretty successful. Obviously not as successful as we would like to be. But that's just overall the attitude that you have to have in order to win this league. You know, you want to be the top team in the East. You want to be one of the top teams in the whole entire league. Have playoff position. Enjoy the regular season. Have fun. And at the end of the day, I've also played another, when I was in Cleveland in my beginning years, like, it wasn't fun every single day. Like, things happen within the locker room, and you just got to move on. And, the maturity of young players understanding that it's just part of the business. It's not college. Nobody's babying you. You guys aren't going to baby anybody. You're not going to hold back your tongue or your words. So, it's okay to make mistakes. The judgments outside don't really matter in terms of what you feel as yourself. Nobody's going to validate who I am anymore. I used to do it. I struggled with it. Just my mental is just really figuring out, like, how powerful words are and what they mean to me. And honestly, nobody could tell me who I'm going to be anyway. So once I started believing that, all this just became a lot easier. So there's some truth in it in terms of our team, but the understanding of just the overall big picture is the only thing that matters when it comes to these, NBA locker rooms and setting goals for yourself.
How do you make that clear?
Oh, that was Kyrie in a scrum in Charlotte last night, probably at the Rising Stars game. And we mentioned the Skills Challenge coming up later tonight. I am Mark James here with you till 3 o'clock. Alex Reamer will take over at that point. The number to get in, 617-779-7937. So my thing on the Celtics is that they've been the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. And I'm just hoping that the totality of the season, going back to the beginning of the year, when Kyrie Irving, he's had some subtle jabs at his team. He came out after they beat the Toronto Raptors last month, and he was awesome that game. Over 30 points, I want to say over 10 assists. And he said, I called LeBron last weekend. It was after the three-game losing streak that was in Miami, Orlando, and Brooklyn. Because I called LeBron because I didn't get it back then. I don't think that was the... Like, I don't have a problem with him calling LeBron. What I have a problem with is him divulging that to everybody. That's something perhaps that you don't want to let the world know. You're calling your former teammate who, by all accounts, you had issues with when you were there in Cleveland, and you're saying, hey, big bro, or hey, daddy, what do I need to do about these youngins? They just don't get me. What do I have to do? They I don't think that's going to make Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier, and Jason Tatum respond any more positively to you. I think Kyrie Irving is the best closer in the NBA, but he's not a good leader. And I think that the players who have issues with him, it's not anything to do with his talent and ability, as we know, is off the charts. He's a top 10 player. He's a perennial all-star. It has to do with his personality. His personality just doesn't generate others to follow. Because he's one of those guys. He's just a mercurial individual. And that's Kyrie. And that's fine. There's a lot of guys who just aren't leaders. They're great players who aren't leaders. They just want to play the game. But I think Kyrie Irving is trying to be a leader. And it's just not working. And I think leadership, ultimately, it's not in post-game press conferences. It's in winning. And if the others don't follow in that, then they don't need to be here anymore. It comes down to winning. And Kyrie Irving knows that more than anybody. But for you and anybody out there, because there are people out there who think that the Celtics are better off without Kyrie Irving, it's like saying the Patriots are better off without Tom Brady. It's just stupid. And it has no merit whatsoever. Now, I know Kyrie Irving isn't anywhere near a fraction of the leader that TB12 is. We all know that. TB12, 6 rings to Kyrie Irving's 1. And he's won 0 here in Boston. So it's 6-0 here in New England. But if you really think that the Celtics are better off without Kyrie Irving, why? Like, how could you possibly think that? That's like saying the Cavs are better off without LeBron. No, they're not. Kyrie Irving missed 22 games last year in the regular season and the playoffs. And specifically, yes, this team got to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Al Horford stepped up. Terry Rozier stepped up. Jason Tatum stepped up. But when they got to Game 7 here in Boston, LeBron just turned on what he does. And he just basically took the Celtics out. Wasn't a great game, but that's what LeBron does. That's why LeBron, when he smells blood in the water, he will come out. And I thought it was a bad look last year, Kyrie Irving not being at Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And he had some surgery coming up, which could have been postponed. You got to be there for your teammates. So this goes both ways. But folks, if you watch this Celtics team, I cover this team about at least over 20 games at home this year. They are not better off without Kyrie. And please, if you think that, don't think that. Because don't say that in public. Because it doesn't make sense. Think about if Danny Ainge gave Isaiah Thomas a long-term contract and then drafted Markelle Fultz in the summer of 2017. And now think about what Danny Ainge actually did. He traded and fleeced the Sixers to get a future first rounder, traded down to 3, took Jason Tatum, and then traded for Kyrie 2 months later in August, after signing Gordon Hayward in July. That saved the Celtics. Danny Ainge saved this team and this team's future going forward. So if Jaylen Brown and Terry Rozier can't get on board with Kyrie Irving and are going to resist him, then Terry Rozier will find a new place next year. I just hope my worst nightmare is this Celtics team getting bounced in the first round and Kyrie Irving just pulling a LeBron and tearing off his jersey and throwing it to the crowd in the 5th or 6th game of the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. That to me would be worse. Or the 5th game. That like at that point, I'm like, no, we cannot have that. And I think if a betting man, if there was a prop bet right now on will Kyrie Irving be back in Boston, I would bet against it at this juncture. I really would. I don't know. It just seems like he has changed his tune on this team. That, you know, he came in with to season ticket holders. I'm going to be here. I'm going to spend my career here in Boston. And then he said all the right things. He did the Nike commercial with his father. And then the Ask Me July 1st thing. That changed everything with this team. And it changed everything with Kyrie Irving and how perhaps he looks at Boston. And I will have a different outlook on Kyrie Irving if he does leave July 1st. If he leaves Boston and goes to the Knicks, I'll say, okay, you know what? Antoine Walker was right. He wasn't a true Celtic, and he's all about his business. He's all about his brand. He cares more about his brand than he does winning. Because you couldn't possibly go to the Knicks unless the Knicks get Kevin Durant or Anthony Davis, then it changes everything. 617-779-7937. As for playing tomorrow night, not a good look, but the Celtics certainly apparently have no issues with it. Danny Ainge came out and said he has no issues with it. Brad Stevens has no issues with it. So, you know, the Celtics are doing everything they can. The Celtics are like that boyfriend who knows that his really hot girlfriend, the Celtics, so Kyrie Irving in this situation is the really hot girlfriend. And the boyfriend, being the Celtics, knows that he's going to probably leave. She's going to probably leave in the summer. And that desperate boyfriend is doing everything he can to stop his soon-to-be ex-girlfriend from leaving. And that's the Celtics right now. They're the desperate boyfriend. They really are. Because they, you know, the Celtics are what's that guy's name? Pete something Davidson. Was it Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live? The Celtics are Pete Davidson, and Kyrie Irving is Ariana Grande. And they know, the Celtics do, Pete Davidson knows that Ariana Grande is going to leave him at any minute. And she did. And the Celtics, in this situation, being Pete Davidson, are doing everything they can to prevent that from happening. I don't blame them. But, I mean, it's Kyrie rules right now in Boston. And is it a good look? No, because LeBron James, back in July 2010, with the infamous decision when he took his talents to South Beach and left Cleveland for the Miami Heat, at that moment, the player empowerment era started. People would say, well, what do you mean about the big three with Pierce, Garnett, and Allen? That Garnett and Allen, no, they were traded here. They were traded here. Okay? Now, KG had to allow that to happen, but they were traded here. They didn't get together and say, like Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade and LeBron did at the 08 Olympics in London, and said, let's create a dream team. Let's do this together. Let's do it when we're free agents in 2 years. And that's what LeBron and Bosh did. So the players rule the league. It's almost like they have more power than the owners do. And they really do. That Anthony Davis holds either the Lakers, the Knicks, the Celtics, or one of the other remaining teams in the palm of his hand. He came out. Bridget, do we have that Anthony Davis sound? Who came out and said that he's considering all 29 other teams. Came out in Charlotte and said that. And he basically, so now the Celtics are in play like everybody else. Here it is, Anthony Davis on his future.
Somebody had told me that you had mentioned maybe the Celtics being on that list. I just wanted to clarify. Are they on the list or not on the list?
29 other teams are on my
list. Everyone's on the list.
I don't have a preferred destination. Like I said, I just want to win. You know, they ask me big market, small market. I don't care. You know, I want to win. You know, and obviously whatever team, you know, I get traded to, you know, play for it that year or whatever. If I get traded, I'm not sure. But just make the best of it. And then, you know, when free agency comes, see what happens. You know, I can't tell the future, but all 29 teams are on the list.
So there it is. So the Celtics, Anthony Davis is saying we got a chance along with 29 other teams. So there's that. And it's amazing. And I hope that the Celtics' future doesn't, and who they're going to add in the summer, doesn't become the story when this team is going into the postseason. I'm hoping that it does not do that. Because you can see teams like the Lakers, and look what happened to the Lakers and how this team basically, you saw what happened prior to the trading deadline, and then even after the trading deadline, this team is completely dysfunctional. And I don't want that to happen. And I thought the Celtics winning back-to-back games, especially on the road against Philly, changed everything. But for me, yeah, there's something there that the Celtics need to be very worried about when it comes to Kyrie Irving. And if he goes to the Knicks and you're stuck with Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and you're forced to perhaps re-signing Terry Rozier, that's your team. And if you thought being a 4 or 5 seed is bad, then you become a 6 or 7 seed at that juncture. So Danny better have a backup plan if this team does not re-sign Kyrie Irving. And this weekend is a big weekend when it comes to recruiting for these teams, just so you know. That's going to have a major part in who goes where this summer. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. I'll take your phone calls next on the other side.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Dickerson took off. He didn't walk out.
He really didn't. He went to go spend the weekend with his family, going up to Providence. So I said, yeah, get out of here, dude. This ain't my first rodeo. I'm used to hosting solo anyway. So it's all good. Speaking of that, Alex Reamer coming up at 3 o'clock. I'll be in tomorrow from 4 to 7:30. Coming up, so you can stay tuned tomorrow, 4 to 7:30 p.m. Looking forward to that. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on the Kyrie Irving situation, the Celtics, the state of the Celtics. And I don't mean the state of Massachusetts. Kyle in New Hampshire, thanks for holding. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, Mark. I just wanted to call you out on your take about Kyrie being Ariana Grande and the Celtics being Pete Davidson. So, Pete Davidson, you know, I agree. He's kind of a weird dude, but after he broke up with Ariana Grande, he started dating Kate Beckinsale. So if the Celtics can pull off that kind of upgrade, then I'm interested all day.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But do you think that, I mean, am I wrong about the Celtics doing whatever they can to keep a Kyrie Irving right now?
I agree. I think Danny Ainge is a smart GM, and I think that if he feels strongly enough that we can't keep him, he's going to make whatever moves he has to look out for the Celtics. But I agree. I mean, he's kind of being dramatic, and they're trying to do whatever they can to stay in contention for Anthony Davis and obviously the title, but I don't think he's going to take too much. He's too smart for that.
Yes. Yeah. No, I would love if Danny can pull off getting Anthony Davis. I just don't think he's going to be able to.
Yeah, and in that case, you know, if we got to do whatever we can to close the gap there. So, I mean, we've got a good team here with Gordon Hayward. When he comes along, you know, since the new year, he's looked like a different player. If we can get everybody on the same page and get our chemistry figured out, then I think we could win a title without Anthony Davis. But I guess we'll see. July 1st, right?
Yeah, and the thing that bothers me, by the way, Kyle, put on your seatbelt.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And especially when you call a sports talk radio show and I can hear the buzzing, but, you know, beep, beep, beep. Put on your seatbelt. Trust me. I didn't one time in Vermont, almost lost my life. So, yeah, I buckle all the time, even on, like, residential side streets. Just put on your seatbelt. I probably saved a life today. But then again, that's what we do here at WEI. 617-779-7937. I wonder, I'd love to be a fly on the wall. All-Star Media Day, and or, you know, when these guys are going out to the restaurants in Charlotte, Del Frisco's or wherever, and just Sullivan Steakhouse there, not far from the Spectrum Center. And I'd love to just hear how much is being talked about what their future plans are. I hope Woj can get us some nice little, you know, nuggets or whatever this weekend, because a lot's got to be talked about. I mean, the future of NBA franchises, and when these guys get together, this is the power, the biggest power of the, this is the superpowers all getting together for All-Star Weekend. And they are. And this thing can go south here quickly. And the way it can go south is if Kyrie bolts, and if he bolts, wow, then Antoine Walker, what he said about him will be right. He's not a true Celtic. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he will re-sign here. I don't like the odds against it. I think it's about 60-40, him not coming back here. But if he does, then this team, they're much better off, obviously. And then you have a chance to get an Anthony Davis. Because if you're Anthony Davis, the thing about the NBA, look at Paul George. Everybody thought this guy was an absolute foregone conclusion to go back home to where he was born and raised in LA and join the Lakers and team up with LeBron. And what did he do? Instead, he stuck with the reigning MVP, Russell Westbrook, and he stayed in Oklahoma City with a guy who was also born in LA and went to UCLA in Russell Westbrook. You don't need to be in New York City. I mean, the Knicks haven't done anything this entire century. They've been a joke. They've won a handful of playoff series, and one of them was against a fossil dinosaur Boston Celtics team 6 years ago when the Celtics were already way past their prime. And they traded them all to Brooklyn after that. So if you don't need to go to New York. I mean, if you want to go back to New York, if you want to restore the glory of the Knicks, that could be appealing. That, and I get it. A team who hasn't won a title since 1973. I understand that. If you want to go that and restore the glory to the Garden, fine. But for me, Kyrie Irving, I'm looking at the pros and the cons, and you have a much better situation here in Boston. And if Kyrie wants to pull a power play and wants Jaylen Brown gone, I'd like to think that Danny Ainge would acquiesce that request. Just for me. From my standpoint, I don't think that Danny Ainge would ever keep a guy like Jaylen Brown over Kyrie Irving. I don't. Because I think superstars rule. And if a superstar wants a coach fired, LeBron, David Blatt in Cleveland, it happens. LeBron will get his way and get Luke Walton fired too. And that's if Luke Walton's not already getting himself fired, that will be a decision that needs to be made right when the season's over. Because it looks like the Lakers aren't going to make the playoffs and they'll be in the lottery. This situation is, I thought the Celtics were in such a good spot going into the season. And it's weird how this season has gone along, even though they're fourth in the Eastern Conference right now. It just seems to me like this team, it could go to quicksand really quickly. And what you've seen here over the last 2 years, everything that Danny Ainge has pulled off and created can go right down the drain real quickly this summer. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to see all of a sudden Brad Stevens, who has gotten a pass in the city, if this team gets bounced in the first round, Stevens all of a sudden then will turn into John Farrell. And if you think I'm embellishing, I'm not. He will turn into John Farrell because John Farrell won a World Series next year, didn't make the playoffs. Year after that, didn't make the playoffs. And all of a sudden then, the claws came out. And you know how this city gets. But I'm telling you, these playoffs will determine the future of the Boston Celtics for the next decade. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Final segment coming up next.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Final segment. Right here. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 to 7:30 p.m. Alex Reamer coming up next at 3 o'clock. NBA All-Star Weekend. These games are just whatever. Here's what's going to happen tonight. This happens every year. So for the slam dunk competition, all these guys will get together: Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis, and they'll Devin Booker, and they'll all get together, sitting together on the bench. And the cameras, every time there's a big dunk, they'll all hit each other or go nuts or stand up or whatever. And this becomes so repetitive and boring. To me, watching an NBA player slam dunk a basketball, it's the equivalent of watching a porn star pleasure themselves. It's not any great feat. There's nothing like the home run contest. Oh, back. Even though he's a new colleague of ours here at WEI, Chris Byrne will be calling games. Seeing someone throw a gopher ball down the middle of the pipe for 38 miles an hour and somebody sending it over a wall. I mean, it's for the kids. It's just for the kids. I don't even know why. The 3-point contest is actually interesting because it's actually, there's a skill. The slam dunk contest, it gets a little, there's nothing great about it. There's just nothing. I stopped liking it probably, when I was in my 20s. There's just nothing great about it. But that's what it'll happen. It's All-Star Weekend. It's just let's get back to the real games, shall we? And then March Madness will take over for a month, and then we'll have playoff basketball in mid-April. That's all you want to get to. That's all I care about. Prove your position for the Celtics, get to the 3 spot, and then worry about the offseason when the offseason comes. But there's nothing appealing to me about watching NBA players do what they can do. There's just nothing great about it. I don't know. It's like watching someone on TV, on network TV, read from a prompter. Like, oh, that person's a really good broadcaster. Yeah, but they're reading from a prompter and it's something they've been doing for years. It's, trust me, it's not that great. You know what's tough? Hosting a four-hour show by yourself. That's the tough thing to do. That's the tough. When your phone bank goes down and you have no guests and no nothing. You know what's tough? When you roll up the sleeves and you host a four-hour show by yourself. That's when you find out who the real talent in broadcasting is. Anybody can read from a prompter. Literally, anybody can read from a prompter. I could train any of our producers here. Any of them. Come in to Nessa with me. And within 2 weeks, they'll be a broadcaster. Bridget, you'll be better than me in 2 weeks. Hands down. I'm not saying it doesn't take some sort of skill. It's the way you do it, your cadence. But host a show for 4 hours where there's no prompter, no scripts, just you and the audience. No phone calls, no guests. You find out then who the real talent is in this business. Just saying. That's the hard part. Anybody can read from a prompter. And I don't know why I'm getting on a prompter rant, but I just happen to go there because, you know, with all due respect to the guys on Fox News Channel or whatever. Now, I will say the guys on ESPN on SportsCenter, what they do, I know because I was a production assistant there. And I will tell you, it's very tough to do what those guys do, especially you want to know a really talented broadcaster who doesn't need a prompter? Scott Van Pelt. Dan Patrick, those guys, no prompter needed. Reese Davis, no prompter needed. Chris Fowler, no prompter needed. Most other people, prompters very much needed. You take away the prompter, you get nothing. You got nothing. John in the car. What's up, John?
Mark James, you need a prompter because your schizophrenic takes on Kyrie were all over the place, number one. Number two, now Hot Take James is ripping on the slam dunk contest. Mark, nobody under the age of 12 thinks the slam dunk contest is worth their time.
Then why do they do it? Why do they still do it?
Because it goes on YouTube and you can watch it for 5 minutes later and they get tons of hits.
All right. Okay. Because I don't remember the last slam dunk contest I remember that was...
Mark, there's been a lot of people that have been on WEEI. You are...
But you know what, John? Here's the thing.
Hot Take Central.
No, that's fine. But John, here's the thing. Obviously, John, are you going to talk or are we going to listen? All right. Are you going to talk or are you going to listen? By the way, Bridget, lower this guy if he's not going to. I'm going to talk now. There you go, John. See, here's the thing, John. And no one hears you right now. It's my show. So if you're going to shut up for a second and I'll talk because I'm the host, here's the thing about it. Then why do they do the slam dunk and home run contest when nobody cares about it? It's nothing. It means absolutely nothing. He's still going. John, you don't know the difference. You don't know the difference. By the way, Bridget, lower him. John, you freaking idiot. You dumbass. And you really are an idiot, John. When you call into a talk show and you want to call a talk show host out, at least have a back and forth. Now turn him up. Let's see now if he's still talking. He's still talking. He's still talking.
Mark, why don't you hang up on
him? John, because I want to show how much of an idiot that you really are. And you just showed it. Thank you. And here's the thing, John. I got you. I win because if I'm such a, if you hate my Hot Take Central, if I'm so this and I'm so that and I'm the worst guy ever on EI, then why are you listening and calling my show? I mean, sir, do I go into 7-Eleven and tell you how to fix the Slurpee machine? No, I don't tell you how to do your job, but you're calling into my show. So, John, I live rent-free in your head, which, by the way, there's probably not a lot of brain matter there. Well, we end the show on that. I mean, we had a great show up until that. John, I'm glad that I polarized you enough and compelled you enough to call my show. Remember, when you have your show, then, you know, it's going to take more than calling up and say, clean up an aisle 5 to get a show. So when you have your own show, then we'll all listen to it. By the way, if you have your own show, then we'll all be out of business. there'll be no more sports talk radio. Alex Reamer, coming up next. I will be back tomorrow from 4 to 7:30. Great day, everyone.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.